If me, I want to do promotion, I use all my social medias. Because you have to use all your social media. Because I said a PR, just PR everything. PR for PR, me to Z. And don't expect them to do it for you. You just have to do it yourself. Like MP.
Many Nigerian artists have come to achieve success in the music industry in modern times. From Wizkid, Burna Boy, Rema, Asake, to Tems, the role of promotions cannot be understated in the success of these artists. I linked up with one of the baddest promoters in the industry and we talked about the showbiz. Trust me, it wasn't easy getting a hold of him.
Before want this thing to happen.
Yes.
Like it's been months.
Months. I think like 4 months now.
4 months.
Yeah.
Wow.
Say, BK, where you doing now? Okay, I go do this place this weekend. Yeah. Come meet me.
Shush. Oh,
it's really, really tough. No. You do good. I understand it's the life on the road.
Yeah, life on the road. Yes. Part of my slogan. Yeah.
So, promotions. Tell me, how did you get into promotions?
Good question. I think officially, let me say 2015, 2016.
Okay.
But I started promotion with events. I managed two of them together.
Like event planning?
Yeah, event planning and promotion. Because that time, me, I'm the outside guy.
Yeah.
I love anything.
Since day one, always outside.
I don't like dolly. Well, inside entertainment, inside this industry, I tried to find my niche.
Okay.
I know if you sing, I know if you rap, I know if you do, I know if you produce. So I can't really see everything I could do. I entered university 2012.
Yeah.
2013. We did our first event then, the Freshers Night. I think 2014, yes. So 2015, officially, I entered event.
Your freshers' year in university, you're ready to event planning.
So when time I post, I see people that turn up. They turn up to, apart from the promotion aspect, I never even entered promotion then. Fast forward to 2015, 2016. That was when I entered promotion fully because I went to Lautech and I was privileged.
Mm-hmm.
I was privileged to be the Lautech PR. Yeah, people say other PRs gone day on that she gets that tech PR, that kind of body. So that tech PR forced me into promotion basically, like promotion of brands and products. Yeah,
okay,
service and products. Like if you have a brand, okay, let's promote what are you selling. I can push it to have audience. I can buy on my WhatsApp, on my Instagram. And the event part. So anytime I do events, I market it myself. And since then, I have other people that are interested in the PRP. So we try to form a body then under Lautech PR. So it makes me to even reach multiple people because one person cannot do it. Just have to form a team.
So this time that I said you are starting out and you used to post all these posts, was it like on your personal WhatsApp or Instagram?
I was even talking about to go this.
To go?
Yeah.
You started promotions on to go. Where will we find love on to go? Da, 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 da. Hi guys, I'm with a PR expert, event planner and artist manager, BK Brand. Please introduce yourself to everyone.
Yeah, big shout out to Barry.
my name is
Oluwaileka Oluwabukunmi Akoride James, also known as BK Brand, the pluggest. I'm a promoter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an event planner.
Mm-hmm.
I do A&R. I do PR. I'm into tech. Yeah. Thank you.
If you are in like the prime example of don't put all your eggs in one basket.
And to cap it up, I'm a jammer.
Jammer. Jawa. Jawa is real.
Dollar is involved and it is okay. Me,
I'm here. I'm present.
When it is the top money,
I'm present.
Thank you.
Okay. Quick roll. Who is like the biggest artist you've worked with till date? Like most notable artists you've worked with?
We gotta go back and front. Sheyi vibes.
Sheyi?
Yeah, we are talking about the biggest artist I've worked with. Sheyi vibes.
You are Sheyi Balogun.
Yeah.
Mad.
We press money.
You don't chop Sheyi money. Okay. Events planning. Let me go into events planning. What was like the biggest event you've handled before?
Biggest event I've handled.
Yeah.
I've handled a whole lot of events too. A whole lot. Like, okay, the biggest event is Blink's Event Award. Because the Blink Event Award, we are hosting all other events.
Okay,
if they do events, like make my bro, they do events, make an event. So there's a body that hosts everybody that do events. So that's the biggest event.
And the event planner for that.
The event planner, like I'm one of the event planner. Shout out to my boss.
Akitola Blinks.
So I just want to carve something out as per that Blinks event too.
Okay, I'll leave it to you.
Let's say, biggest event in Nigeria, something like all this Afro Nation P. Make they do Afro Nation, make another person they do SMAID event, make another person. So there is an award that now call a lot of
all of them together. That's what so Blinks event.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
The biggest event.
I see. So in the world of tech, what's like the biggest brand you worked with in tech?
Cardify. Big shout out to Cardify. Mr. Idris. Yeah. CMO. Cardify is a family to me. Yeah. They are into tech. Just go to IG and put Cardify Africa. You see everything they do there.
Aside from promotions, I also learned that you manage artists.
Talent management.
Yep. Okay. What does that entail when you say you manage talent?
Basically, like I said earlier,
yeah,
I know if you sing, I know if you rap.
Yeah,
I choose PR sector under entertainment. So PR entails many things.
Okay.
PR/A&R.
Okay.
Like listen, I'm a good listener of like good music. I feel I need music because if I hear your song, bro, no worry.
Arranging music is like saying, okay, this is where the hook comes in.
No. Like where all projects, if you don't
Before
you hear a song, you know if you just put song for track, you never hear.
Okay.
Maybe intro to my world, okay. Yeah. So back to your question. Yes. I chose the A&R and we call local artists. So I start to manage artists. So the artists where I be, we say I manage, I focus on up and comings.
Okay.
Yeah, up comings. The thing is, if me I don't promote you, I sabi we can just talk on because in a way TIP.
Now so that talk your shit, bro.
Oh, thank you. I sabi ways because bro, this is not 5 years in this piece. This is not 6-7 years.
It's
a big pros and cons for this. It's a big ways where if you do now as upcoming.
Okay.
It's a big, may I be like plug. Now why did they call me plug guest?
Yeah.
I be like plug. I will connect one or two together. But before then, you'll be up and coming. My uncle born here. My uncle Mobia is a very sensitive lady. King to our ferment, move your ferment. But if you have a question, be shout out to all the artists where I don't manage to one extent. Let me say that they collect booking money. But you don't see manage artists from scratch. Maybe they book them. Maybe they book artists. Say, I like this artist. What is this show?
Give
shout out to them, independent artists, bro.
So,
the talent P, I have a lot of upcoming artists, like a lot. If I start to the countdown, bro, with the one I don't lose contact with, the one I have to be 80 to 90.
Mad.
See, but the one way beside the one currently, they enter like 20. Look, if they mention him, they pass 20. If I don't do events like this, same thing I do artist events. For my contact list, I feel provide 100 artists. We will go, they will come that event, that kind of piece. So I have a lot of upcoming artists. The ones who say they don't grow, they don't leave me. Some people say, myself, I don't leave them.
Yeah?
Yeah. You have to use your brain. Some people say, myself, I don't leave them. Some people say, we did together. So you say, me, I come for call. You say, if you get together, but is that a circle, another circle, go there. She gets.
And then you see,
out of the talent management, apart from say, we grow, we listen to your P, we collect booking. Bro, if you want to book someone, you have to book person maybe say they trend. I don't know maybe if you just okay, let's say you like that person, you want to return that one out, but you won't do events, you won't come book artists. That is really trend go present event. So me, I'll be a show. Yeah, I'll be a show and I'm a thief. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, because Heidi Kabat has said all content creator, all creatives are thieves. Yeah, you are thieves. So because if you are trending, bro, I will find my way to you. So, as a promoter, she gets. You have to trend, and you are trending. You don't date together.
You can work
as a promoter. So that is the Ashewo part, and the team part now. Okay, all the things that we do, some people don't do that before. So we just they try the. So we just the that team and Ashewo around the vendor. It's not the real team and Ashewo we talk. Yeah. Well, I don't work with your mom. I don't work with Shady Cars. I don't work with Tablet, Baloranking, Otega.
Mad.
I don't work with bad artists, Fabulous Kizzy, Kenzo, Shady Black.
Ah, you the hot.
Wiser.
The
hot. SPR now. Yeah. So, now why I talk, say, I'll be a show like that now. Because
that kind
of I work with a lot of artists. Yeah.
So you mentioned earlier that you have a number of artists, upcoming artists that you've worked with and that you're still working with.
Yeah.
So what are some of the most prominent artists you are working with right now?
I'm signed to Antenna Crew Records.
Okay.
We have an artist, we are pushing his head, Bishara TZ. So he has like 3 or 4 singles out there that we've worked on and we are still promoting. I have 10 keys.
Yeah.
After I said 10 keys, special to 10 keys. Right now, we are having a body of work we are working on. He has an EP.
Okay.
Yesterday, he's here to release.
I have a question. Okay. I have a question. 10 keys, for example, now that body of work that he said is working on. Mm. And you know, him being a relatively new artist, that is not like he's already out there.
Mm.
So that type of artist with that kind of projects that he wants to put out, how do you go about promoting it?
In anything, do you plan yourself?
Yeah.
There is strategy we go about in promotion.
Mm.
For 10 keys as a case study, we have to strategize on what we want to do.
Yeah.
And we have to plan what you want to do. You want to make it in there, you plan yourself.
Mm.
So on 10 keys promotion, we strategize on things we want to do, and as you strategize, you list it out, and after you list it out, you try to mark it.
You've done this.
Yeah. Part of the strategy is I create a team.
Okay.
For the work, you have to have a team first. Your team has to entail the graphic design, a photographer, a cinematographer, a PR, a DJ. She gets your team has to be complete.
Done.
Currently, we're having a listening party / an event. It's a love tale, beginning of greatness by 10 keys. It's also a listening party. It's even giving promotion lofa. Thank you.
She has to go promotion.
Lofa. Back to 10 keys promotion. We did the campus tour.
Yeah,
a campus tour for him. We did radio tour.
Okay.
Yeah, that is radio and club tour, media tour. Yeah, and we are still doing it. Promotion is limitless.
It has no limit.
So we are still doing all those promotions.
And the project is not even out yet.
It's not even out yet.
It's not on the Spotify, like, Apple Music or anything.
There are some promotion we say we don't even do TT, you are just promoting it, you are just giving the visual. So if you are doing, you are working on EZP, the campus that we did, are confirming like
a taste of what's to come.
So the campus tour, after we done it, I man everything. I do the visual of everything. So we can't put them as a content. That one.
And
day.
I want to so even promote that same thing again.
Yeah. So after we finish the pit, we have enough content to promote.
Yeah.
So after this campus tour,
yeah,
we are currently going for a listening party.
Yeah.
Yeah, so after the listening party, there's an after party.
Still out, so you're just always outside.
No, Italawa. Like, outside gang. Like, www.outside.com.ng.africa.nigeria. Like, always outside, bro.
That's one of your slogans.
That's one of my slogans. Always outside. Sheesh.
Okay, so guys, we are moving from here to the event, the listening party with 10 keys. I have one more question for you.
Okay.
What's that one goal? That one thing you are looking to achieve this year in the space of promotions that you do, like as a PR?
One thing I want to achieve, and I'm begging God if you can do it for me. I want at least 1 million streams for, if not all my artists, like, I just want it for some of my artists.
One million streams, at least one or two, three million streams for my artists,
because you know, music I pay for one, make I don't pay for another one.
Yeah,
so you get now, at least 1 million streams, and I'm trying to work on it. Whereas,
yeah.
You don't sup. Okay. Big shout out to Ayo Mav. But you just hit 20 million streams on Audio Mac and 10 million streams on Spotify.
Mad.
Yeah.
I think his rise to the top, his blow up is crazy. Like in a short period of time.
I still posted something yesterday where I got a booking for him in Oshogbo. And I said, best in booking month of June. I never started this big get booking person in
month. This month.
They've been outside since that dealer. Me, outside with him saying, me, I don't follow them, go.
Yeah.
Just like 5 or 6. Like,
just I remember
we're going to go out every day from one place to another. Like, booking, you don't know, say outside for free.
Let me say outside for phone, outside for pay me. We've come to the end of the episode. This has been fun.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can I make shout out to my guys?
Yeah, sure.
You know, me say I need to make shout out to my guys who are supporting me. I've been supporting the brand. Big shout out to all my Round 2 friends.
Round two friends. Yeah. Okay. Round the one that saved you.
All my 2K, Ogen 2K, 5K, 10K.
Shout out to my Round 2 friends round too. The 5K, 2K.
Thank you.
I said, thank you, Sam.
Because the brand has no support now they support. Big shout out to them. Big shout out to Luxini.
Big shout out to Luxini.
Yeah. Big shout out to Moonlight. So, anytime I'm rocking Luxini, I'm rocking Moonlight. Big shout out to VOV Lifestyle. Big shout out to Brand Roof Party. Big shout out to Blinks.
Akintola Blinks. Shout out to Cardify. Big shout out to Cardify.
Big shout out to all the bad dumb because, bro, because they sit down no small.
I'll be
like one nation.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, my brother? BK, how you doing, man? This is just to wish you a happy birthday, bro. I wish you many more years and good health, better connections, PR, bye. And I wish you abundant prosperity, bro. Have a good one, bro. Cheers, man.
Happy birthday, BK. I wish you long life and prosperity in good health and wealth. May the Almighty continue to protect you and lift you up. God bless your new age, bro.
Happy birthday, BK brand. More years of winning, you know, bigger things to come. Enjoy your day. Happy birthday. From the whole team on Blinks Group, we are saying happy birthday to you. Outside that, you know how we do it now. BK is always outside, so come out for him tonight. Yeah.
Yo. Happy birthday, man, like BK. Keep winning, my broski. More wins this new year. Let's get it.
Yeah.
How you go now?
Yo. Yeah.
Okay, before we go, I want to use this opportunity to celebrate you one more time on your birthday. You celebrated your birthday, I think. So everyone at home, in the comment section right now, then I wish BK happy birthday.
You know that this 2024.
Yeah.
But then I did my birthday.
Yeah.
Like I learned a lot of things. I saw changes.
Okay.
Like I saw that change in me. The way I was last year, 2 years ago.
That was mentally just switched.
Yeah, mentally. Ah, thank God.
This is the end of the podcast. Thank you.
Yeah. She don't dip it, she like it fast slowly. Sometimes she dey confuse me. Me never leave her lonely. And I need to know when she hit me. She like to joro me jo. She say she no want no man for me. So I give her what you need.